Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Chef's Meal, where we talk about whatever and everything else in between. Wait, where is it? It's this one. Oh, shit. Now, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Chef's Meal. My name is Casey.
My name is Sean, and we're two chefs talking about our lives, one finished plate at a time.
Now we talk about whatever and ever.
And everything in between.
Now, Sean, I know we took a brief hiatus last week. How was the birthday? How was her birthday? Did you guys celebrate pretty good?
Oh man, it was great. You know, had a little house party. Well, I don't even call it a house party, but like a little dinner party for my wife to celebrate her birthday. You know,
shout out to V.
Yeah, a little party of eight action. You know, it was good. It was good, man.
Good.
Handled.
Did you cook the food?
Oh, everything. Everything.
Everything. Wow.
Everything. Yeah. Three courses and dessert and birthday cake.
Wow. All of it. Damn. That's a treat right there, bro.
Yeah, man. It was definitely a good time, man. And, you know, obviously since I'm not like working in the kitchen, you know, it was like the first time in a while that like I've had to like kind of flex that muscle. And let me tell you, boy, was I tired by the end of it. I mean, yeah, like I prepped so the party was Sunday and I started prepping some of the food out Friday night and, you know, and Saturday night. And yeah, like the party started at 6, wrapped up around 9, but I was like cooking and, you know, getting things going from like 3:30 pretty much till like, you know, wrapping up with the desserts right before everyone was leaving. It was a good time, man, but like I was beat. Like,
yeah, yo. It takes a bit, right? You're like, "Oh man, I used to do this."
Yeah, right, exactly. Like, you know, I had my plan. I'm like, "All right, I'm shopping for these things. It's like, this is my budget. Okay, like how can I time out all these different courses, you know, just so it's like, you know, if everyone came to a restaurant, you know, like everyone who came out, you know, much love to everyone. You know, they braved the wilds of COVID to come, you know, come to our home and, you know, celebrate the wife's birthday. And I wanted to make it special for her and special for them, too. So it was really cool to, again, be in that mind frame of, all right, nah, like, you know, my little amuse-bouche has to hit here. You know, I'm gonna follow up with the salad here. You know, I'm going to give people time to eat and talk. You know, and also give myself time to, you know, finish the entree and clear the table and, you know, do all those things. And
damn, table, you know, service too.
Table service. You know, only thing I didn't do was really like serve wine because like I just couldn't be out there and, you know, and at the same time, like, make sure that like everything was done, you know, like the food was going to come out nice and hot and, you know, plated right. You know, again, it was a good time. Like,
good.
I feel like achievement unlocked. You know, first dinner party.
Nice. You know? Like a brief hiatus and you're like, bing, hey, shout out to you, Sean. I know it's that muscle is quite a bit, but once you get through like the first couple weeks back, you're fine. How were their Lakers, Joe? Like, I just want to talk to you about, like, so the whole, at least where I'm working right now, everybody's in basketball. So we're all just kind of shouting at each other about the finals. And I'm just like, how do you feel about it? How did game one seem to you yesterday?
Well, here's the thing. Like, it's for everyone who's not aware, this year's NBA Finals are your Los Angeles Lakers against your Miami Heat. Mm-hmm. They have, like, some shared culture and shared players. Obviously, LeBron James were in his first championships with Miami in the early 2010s. Mm-hmm. And is now a member of the Lakers, and he's chasing another ring with that team. You know, he's trying to do one for Kobe Bryant, who unfortunately passed early this year. Mm-hmm. You know, he's also trying to, like, you know, chase the greatness of Michael Jordan and, you know, try to win championships there. So, you know, personally, I'd like to see the Lakers get it done. And yeah. I think they're going to have a pretty easy time winning.
I think so, too.
I mean, on paper, like, they're a better team. Miami's a scrappy team. While they don't have, like, the same top-end talent, like, their team really plays well together. They play for each other. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with the way that team is really structured, when everyone is healthy, you really don't know which guy is going to give it to you every night.
Yeah.
You know, they're just like consistent, and then someone like raises their game enough, and that's been enough for them to get through the Eastern Conference. But man, again, if the Heat were healthy, it would still be tough. I think they would probably lose in like five games, but in game one, they got their ass bust.
They really
and
did.
They had some significant injuries to their three top players. Mm. One guy, Goran Dragic, he had like a plantar fasciitis tear in his foot. Another guy, Bam Adebayo, he's their center. He's been having like shoulder issues all year. Ooh. And he like ran into another player and re-aggravated that. And then their all around switchblade guy, Jimmy Butler, who has the coolest hair in basketball, as well as the scruffiest mustache I've ever seen a millionaire walk around with. That dude, he kind of stumbled and twisted his ankle in a crazy way. And he's a tough dude, so he finished the game. And I think it's like basketball players, we've all had those moments where like you've taken an injury and you've played through it with just adrenaline. But when you do that, man, like the next morning, the next night, like your ankle swells, like you're going to feel it. And man, you know, with, again, their three top guys either out, injured, or limited, it would be very, very tough for them to beat this Lakers team, you know, four times in six games. So, yeah, I'm thinking the Lakers got this one.
I think it's all based on health. You know, it's just like, if you think about it, we're pretty washed, you and I, pretty much, right?
Oh yeah, dude, I got a washed update for you.
It's like a different day altogether. So, and you feel it in your bones, like, bro. So I played some pickup. When I say pickup, I was shooting some basketball the other day. I mentioned this to you. It took me 4 days to recover from just shooting basketball. Now, granted, I was going pretty hard. I was doing some stops, doing some layups, doing some corner drill, like full on as if it were scrimming for like a good second. But that was a bad idea altogether. I haven't done that in a while. But yeah, so it's I think it's just all based on health. I think the Lakers has a better chance at it because they're a little more healthier than most.
Yeah.
But hey, how was your, what were you going to say about your washed up day? What was it?
Oh man, dude, like I don't even know like how it happened, but like, dude, like I can't even kneel on my like right knee right now. Ooh. Like I don't know, like, dude, like I reached under the couch to get something and like put a little bit of pressure on my right knee and it felt like someone was stabbing me. So I gotta get that checked out because that should not be a thing whatsoever.
You sure it's not of like Brooke's toys on the ground that you kneeled in?
Nah, it's not like I like knelt on an errant Lego or something like that. Nah, dude, like the floor is like clean, like no obstruction. It was just crazy. Like I in fact, like it felt like I did, right? So like immediately I was like, did I like what was that? Like was there like a nail or like a staple or something, you know, that might have like fell off something? I was like, nah, man, so this is new. And yeah, 2020.
Wow, 2020.
Like
I'm fine.
Like it's weird. Like I can run. I can jump. I could dance. I could move around just fine. Like I don't feel anything. Like when I feel my kneecap, like I don't feel any like swelling or you know, like any loose matter or anything like that. And I don't. Mm-hmm. I haven't like fallen or you know what I'm saying. It's just
yeah.
I don't know. This is new. So, yeah, Papa's going to get that checked out. Cause,
get that checked out, man.
Yeah, man, I'm 38. I got stuff to do. And, yeah, this ain't going to be a thing.
Got it. I know how it feels like.
Unless it is, and then we'll deal with it. But,
hey, maybe it'll be like mine. Like, during this time of year, my right knee not necessarily swells up, but I feel more liquids start to accumulate. So I actually been running quite a bit more. Like I was at the gym because, you know, it's open. And then just on the elliptical more so than the treadmill, because the elliptical, there's no impact. There's a lesser impact on your knees. It's a little easier for me. And I'm all the like full on like interval training, good half hour. And that seems to calm down the knee. And that's like the only like discomfort in my body, is like my knee during this time of year, specifically the right one. It's because it's also the one that got dislocated three times. I had injuries on my right leg, and also my right ankle is where I did my that bad twist in college, where I was taking off fourth quarter, Sean. All I had to do was four free throws, and I couldn't do the last foul because it was hurting. Mm. And we did cortisone shots, so that's how that explains to you like how bad it was. Yeah. It took me out. I was like, coach, I was two more points, and it's like peak of my shooting career. Hey, I was proud of my free throws. Like my free throws were pretty good. Everything else was kind of eh, but hey, I can get a good in the foul line. They can depend on me that way. But Sean, some news for you. So I believe I mentioned to you last week that I was switching gears on the company. So now this Sunday is my last day at this country club.
Okay.
Finally, and then I start my new journey at a new spot, a barbecue joint in Ramsey, New Jersey. So that starts Monday. So I literally go in Monday, and then I'm off Tuesday because it's my birthday. I was like, look, I know y'all don't know me just yet, but I always take off my birthday.
I'm going to need this.
I'm going to need this day. So yeah, it's going to be a new adventure altogether. Three brothers, they're really tall, dude. Like straight up, I think a couple of them played ball in college also. Okay. But say when I say tall, they're regular power forwards. They're 6'7".
Oh, yeah, all yeah. Three of them are. Beats in the paint.
Yeah. They're just huge. So yeah, I'm really excited about that. Not too crazy. And in the actual restaurant right now, the last 2 weeks have been the most intense for us. Just back-to-back parties, bro. Like every day. Mm-hmm. Literally last week we had a party from Monday all the way till Sunday, just events left and right. It was nonstop food, bro. And when I tell you, it's like a $40,000 day. It was, I was like, I understand now how these people make money, like on this country club. I get it, but wow. I don't want to work like that. It was like 14-hour days. We're there like 7 in the morning. We leave at like 9, 10 at night. And then we still have to clean up. And like, because it's so vast, like it's on the actual golf course. So all the equipment, obviously, we have to bring it back up too. So it's like, yo, it is, oh my God. And you know, old man legs here. Hills everywhere. It's a little struggle, but nothing too crazy though, Sean. And then one final update for you. I want to show you my phone. Okay. So you gotta
share your screen, buddy.
So this has been my daily driver, this Google Pixel 3, for like almost 3 years now. This will be my third year come January. Right.
Remember when you got it.
Exactly. Love this phone to death. I love the Android system. Fully customized now too. Got like a whole different screen in there. I don't know if you can actually tell on there. That's not a Google screen because I redid the code. So like there's nothing in there because I got bored. That's how bored I get, right? different stuff there. Fully customizable. I don't know if you guys are aware. The Android system, you can like customize the hell out of this thing.
I wish iOS was like that.
However,
like, I am jealous of that level of
customization.
Variety and you know, being able to customize.
The last straw that broke the camel's back for me was today. Okay. So I've been trying to connect this damn phone to my Android Auto because I really I love the damn thing, right? I went through 14 cables from Amazon just so it can connect. Returned them all. Sean, it does not want to work. Today this came in, or not today, but 2 days ago, I ordered Google Pixel, it's a little blown out, the Google Pixel actual USB to USB-C to USB-A to connect to my car. It worked for about 10 minutes, and I'll disconnect. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? Jumped on Reddit, because you know Reddit. And it's been going. They're saying, you would think Google would have seamless compatibility with their apps. Because Android is Google.
Is their hardware, is their software, and it's their in-car software platform. Yeah. Like, if anything, you would assume that they would have perfect synergy.
Exactly. It does not, John. Google Pixels have been known to not connect in several other Google things in their Google phone. It's a Google phone, Sean. Does not connect. So at the height of my pissed offness at around 1 p.m. today, after reading this, I bought a Samsung phone. Just got mad. I was like, you know what? I'm going to trade this in. So I went with a Samsung S20 FE.
S20 FE.
Which is the lower budget one. So let's put it in to things. S20 FE. I think you've heard of this one. Let's bring it to the screen. So it's like their same one as the iPhone SE is.
Gotcha.
This is like their flagship mid-tier range phone. So it'll start from $249. Obviously, that's a trade-in. After I traded mine in, it was about $450 or something, plus tax. So that's what's coming to me next week.
Hey, let's go.
Yeah. I really... Like, the phone has so much life to it, but it prohibits me to work. Not prohibits. It just... I really want it to work on my car, Sean. Like, I hate looking the damn thing. Like, that's the main reason why I upgraded my car to begin with. So I don't have to...
Right, it's for that platform.
Exactly. I don't have to touch the screen. I don't have to do anything. The phone is out of the way, out of sight. Don't gotta fuck with it. I just mess with that one screen. Allows me to pay attention to everything else. Because your homie can't get another ticket, because it will be a bad day altogether.
No. My question for you is, and I guess it probably just comes down to your head unit, or maybe you can just answer this question. Does Android Auto not connect via Bluetooth?
It doesn't, because I know,
like,
the old one.
Because like for CarPlay on iOS... depending on your head unit, you either can do USB or you can do like Bluetooth.
Correct. So the model I have is a 2016 model head, and doesn't have that. It was like literally a generation before it came out on the Bluetooth side, where you can just connect via Bluetooth. This one still needs the plug. For the time being,
which is fine, because I mean, the good thing is, like, it's still going to provide power to your phone, so your battery's not going to die when you drive your car, doing all the stuff you would intend to use, like your GPS or streaming music or data or whatever have you. That's good. I was just curious.
Yeah, no, I should have asked those questions when I was like inquiring about what I should have gotten, instead of looking at just price tag, because it was a little more convenient. Maybe I could have saved like a month more to spend extra like another $300 or something to get like a 2019 or like a 2018 version of the, the car head that will allow
wireless connectivity. Sure.
Yeah. I'm not going to down another $800 just because, you know, this one doesn't work. So we're going to spend a little less of a cost, get a new phone. But anyway, nothing too crazy. Sean, take it away, bro. I'm gonna get the sound tech going. I know it was a little long winded. I haven't spoken to you last week, so I and all that. But is it playing?
Yeah, sort of. Oh,
wait. It's doing that thing again. it's like mid loop. You can't barely hear it. Give me 1 second. Let's get this out.
Yeah, man.
There it is. See, that one isn't as...
Got the window sounds in there, too.
Got the window sounds and everything. Yeah. Okay, let's try this again.
When you're ready, share your screen, too.
Oh, I haven't done that. Oh, my God. Look at this. What a fail. Okay, I was wondering why I don't see the red border. Oh, my God. Okay, Sean, take it away. Tech Tuesday on Thursday. October 1st.
Yeah, October Tech Tuesday on a Thursday.
First.
We are officially in October. There are two more months in a year. if you're in the United States. You got about a month to get your votes in.
Yeah.
Please vote.
The ballots are in. Kayla and I mailed it.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Like I said, they are floating about. You know, read your instructions. Drop it off in person if you have to. Mm-hmm. Vote, vote, vote. But all right, let's get into Tech Tuesday. About a week and a half ago, Amazon had a big trade show where they announced some new projects and products. And while I'm not going to get into every one of them,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to talk about two that I thought were really, really interesting. So, Amazon Luna.
Amazon Luna?
Casey, have you heard of this?
I have no idea.
Okay, Amazon has decided to throw in their hat into the streaming video game race.
What?
So this is a competitor to Google Stadia, PlayStation Now, Microsoft, Xbox Game Streaming. Yes, so pretty much Amazon Luna, what it's going to do is it's a software platform that will run on PCs, Fire TVs, Fire Sticks, iOS. And it's a cloud gaming service that starts at $6 a month and gives you access to a rotating library of about 100 titles.
Wow.
Most of these are games that have come out in like the last couple of years. The selection of stuff that they're showing off is pretty interesting. I mean, you got titles like Control and Grid, Sonic Mania, Indivisible, The Surge 2, classics like Metro Exodus, Two Point Hospital, upcoming games like Assassin's Creed Valhalla, which hasn't released yet, but it's supposed to come out, I believe, this month, or if not the end of October, early November. And again, it's Amazon attempting, like Google and Microsoft and Sony with their streaming services, to be the Netflix of gaming. It works similarly to Google Stadia, where they have an additional $50 controller that kind of looks like a Wii controller, or rather
really
the Switch
does,
Pro
yeah.
controller. And you can connect that controller directly to your Wi-Fi, and it'll connect to Amazon's data centers and try to provide you with the least latency possible to get your streaming game on. Casey, what do you think of this?
What the hell's going on? Jeff Bezos needs to give some money. That's what the hell he needs to do. Okay, he just needs to like go to hospitals and be like, I got your bills, just pay it all out, instead of doing this shit. I get it.
Hey man,
I understand it.
He doesn't even have to do that. Homeboy could just have Amazon pay taxes. That would go.
That's it. Hey,
like,
too.
You know, the dude's like, I was reading
taxes,
that
right.
Amazon is like starting a school for like lower income folks. And I'm like, that's cool, but you know what else would be cool? Just pay your taxes. I mean, like, just pay some taxes, and you know that those funds could be spread around to a whole bunch of different things. You know, like the schools that exist right now.
I don't understand.
But, yeah, nah, man, it's another streaming game platform, and they're doing signups. So if you'd like to, you can head on over to Amazon and, you know, request to be in their beta. Try it out. Like I've mentioned before, I've done these like streaming services. They work, you know, provided you have good bandwidth up and down. It's not ever going to be as good as like having a game playing on a machine that's in your house.
Yeah.
But for $6 a month, I mean,
that's not bad.
It's not a bad deal. And considering, you know, that $6 a month means that you could literally play on almost anything that's going to be connected, reasonably connected to the internet, and, you know, your smart TV, your phone, your computer, your Mac, like, as if you're not a hardcore gamer, but
yeah,
would like to
that.
Access some stuff. I mean, it's not a bad deal. I mean, I thought that was interesting that they're going to get into that space. And again, considering that there are already other companies competing in that space, I feel like that's going to be best for the consumer. It should hopefully keep prices low or force the competitors to be competitive in that space. So we'll see what they got going on. At this show, they also announced a whole bunch of other things. New versions of the Echo. Some, you know, that are designed to look like kids stuff. New Echo Show 10. It's like a speaker with a smart display and a camera that will, like, follow you around the room. Why you need this thing to do that, I don't know. But they make it. You got smart routers that are new, security systems that like interface with your car. But what I thought was most interesting of their products is the Ring Always Home Cam. And if you're not familiar, their Ring branded products include, at least up to this point, included like smart doorbells with cameras that provided, you know, wireless video, so you could see who's at your door from anywhere. You know, someone rings the doorbell, get a little alert on your phone or your computer, and boom, you know, you got some video footage. Or, you know, maybe you want to record a stream of what's going on in front of your house. Hey, if you got Amazon packages and you want to know who's stealing them, Ring Cam for you.
Yeah.
So this new product is designed for inside your home, and pretty much it's a drone with a camera on it.
Wow.
That you can program to fly around your house in a pre-programmed route.
Okay.
Scary, man.
It is. Like,
it's crazy how we've let ourselves become part of like this ever-pervasant like security state, man. Mm-hmm. Like, again, you know me, I love technology and I think all this stuff is inherently cool just for existing. But it's like we have so many devices with like cameras, you know, cameras at your door, hot mics on your smart speaker, floating camera drones around your house that like, sure, could be used for security. But I'm, you know, I would also think that, you know, a company like Amazon would probably want to get a good peek of what's in your house to kind of better
probably do, man.
You know, better decide what's best to try to sell you stuff. They're like, oh man, we're flying around this route. Looks like you're low on kitty litter. Better send you a reminder.
Yeah, they probably do, some dude. Stuff. That is scary shit.
You know, it's like it's crazy that here we are. I mean, literally the next thing in one of these things is a Ring mailbox sensor. It's a motion sensor for your mailbox.
Yeah. Okay.
It's where we are.
it's where we're headed, Sean. Wow.
It is where we are. And to kind of also follow back up on that Amazon Luna stuff. The platform that it's gonna run on is Amazon's web services, but the servers themselves are gonna be Windows based and run on NVIDIA T4 GPUs.
Oh.
And what that means for most folks is that it's going to be easier to get games onto Amazon Luna than it would be for Google Stadia. Google Stadia happens to run on Linux, and you know, developers who want to support that platform will have to make specific builds for it. So it might mean that the lineup for the Stadia is a little bit slimmer or at least lags behind some of the other stuff. You know, as developers will have to, you know,
until they
dedicate resources to make something specifically for that.
Yeah.
And then last, but not least, you know, in the world of COVID technology and the London Marathon is coming back. And what's interesting about that is it's not going to be open to the entire public like in, you know, years past.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to have it open to like pretty much the top 100 marathon runners in the world. And what they're going to give them are these bump devices and pretty much like they're going to be like proximity sensors, and it'll alert runners when they get too close to each other.
Wait, so how are they, Well, technically, you're running for your own time to begin with, which is fine, but...
Right, right. So you would imagine, see, like, obviously, like, all the details haven't been, like, put out just yet. I would imagine that they're going to stagger these runners. And, you know, obviously, you know, a marathon is a time trial. So, you know, they're going to be recording, you know, the best times against each other, as opposed to how these races normally work, where, like, you know, they kind of segment off the fastest runners and, you know, the gun goes off for them and then they go and then, you know, the clock is just ticking down and, you know, whomever, you know, crosses the finish line first wins. But generally what happens in those types of races too is, like, you see, like, you know, the fastest runners are the fastest runners will kind of get pared down.
Yeah.
And as they're approaching the finish line, the guys are like, the guys and ladies are they're in like a tight pack, like fighting for position, you know, to cross that finish line. And it'll be interesting. I mean, I know for these top runners, the London Marathon coming back signals that, you know, that there are going to be the majors, the major races, which is London, Tokyo, New York, Boston, you know, so it's good. It's good. But I thought it was interesting, you know, to see wearable tech apply to even something like this.
Proximity. You
know? Yeah.
You're too close. Slow down.
Yeah. Hey, man. Right.
can't hey, get too near me, bro. Oh my God. Wow. It's kind of ever evolving as we kind of go about and trying to relive in this moment, you know, because
it's trying to get back to some measure of normalcy.
Yeah. I'm telling you right now, man, I went to the barber the other day. I'm pretty much bald right now.
I see your size. I'm fresh to death right now.
They wear not only just the mask also, but they can also opt out. I've seen people with the screens.
Like, yeah, I've noticed that more and more in the city now. You know, people with the mask and like the face shield screen.
Mm-hmm. I was like, a little excessive, but okay. Well, whatever. Do what you gotta do. And then they had to kind of get used to, like, you know, cutting your hair around the mask too. So usually where this would actually be also trimmed up by the barber, they can't do this because, you know, my mouth is exposed. So it's just, you know, kind of from here on up. But man, it's a tall task to begin. So you kind of see how everybody plays their part in trying to adjust on the new normal. But Sean, should we move on to some food news, Sean? Not too crazy.
Oh, yeah, week? Yeah. Let's do it.
It is now October 1st. I do want to... Let's pull up the main screen. There's nothing happening in October except for Halloween, pretty much. But in terms of the restaurant, Columbus Day would be your only other holiday, which actually falls in 2 Mondays from now. So that weekend might be a little busy. However, that was before COVID, so we don't know how that's going to interact. And also, we don't know how Halloween's going to interact with everybody else. Because, you know, obviously before we would trick-or-treat. And just like maybe a few podcasts ago, I would be like, it'd be awesome if the parents went around and threw candy at the kids instead. You know, that would give us a little bit of a fun. So that'd be pretty cool. But hey, you'll never know. I do want to mention this really quick before we do start the main brunt of the thing. New York City is actually opening the indoor dining Wednesday. So it actually passed yesterday. Did that go, Sean? Did you hear any news on your end? Like, did the governor pass that over? Or did he... I'm not sure.
Do you mean specifically not as far as like our restaurant is concerned?
Yeah. Our restaurant, but like in New York, like did they go ahead and okay that on your end? Because I can't find anything.
I mean, you could tell it was happening because like on like the local news, there was like a lot of like puff pieces kind of getting people used to what they should expect from the restaurants being open. So a lot of places were talking about their new sanitation measures or new menus or reduced seating or, you know, a hybrid seating where like they had outdoor seating, but they had like heat lamps and some indoor seating. So you could see it start to happen. And honestly, I mean, for a lot of restaurants, like, you know, being reduced or closed, or, you know, for the last 6 months, I mean, if they weren't going to go out of business, they certainly would have, you know, to kind of have to endure being closed more. You know, yeah. I certainly hope for every business that's intending to reopen that they're doing everything in their power to keep people safe. Because, mm-hmm. you know, conversely, as these things are starting to reopen, you know, we're starting to see the level of positive confirmed tests start to creep up too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what I would think is, like, what you wouldn't want to happen is, like, you know, society to reopen and, you know, at the same time in which, like, you know, things are dangerous. So,
yeah,
you know, if you're going to be operating and serving the people, you know, and doing a good job, you know, you got to make sure that you're taking every precaution to keep yourself safe and, you know, mm-hmm. your potential customers safe.
You know what I've always been wondering too, because I haven't had the opportunity to speak to an inspector. I wonder what the actual criteria is now, right? So if you can imagine before, everything would be fine and then the sanitation is okay, but like, is there other products that we need to carry? Is there other, like, another, like, extra two steps to, like, a certain degree that they're looking for? Mm-hmm. Is there a certain... It's just a lot of interesting things that I'm not fully accustomed to just yet because I haven't had the pleasure to speak with one. But if you do know, hey, let us know. Drop down below. I would love to kind of get ahead on that. I mean, granted, I can look it up, but nothing beats talking to somebody else. However, let's go on and into the food news, Sean. These Rainbow Kitchen tools from Amazon come with everything you need to prepare for your favorite dishes. Halloween. So here's the thing. 4 weeks ago, Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks already launched pumpkin spice everything. Like, literally, mm-hmm. full blown. In our eyes, it's just starting. Technically, the season is just starting of the pumpkin. However, for everybody else, or you guys, you know, the listeners, this is just kind of like, I don't want to hear it anymore. I don't want to see it anymore. I don't want to taste it anymore. Because you've already had it. Sort of, kind of. But in restaurant talk, we're just kind of getting into it because now the root veggies are more available, all more in season, a lot more butternut squash everywhere, a lot more pumpkin, a lot more of those pies and, you know, all those flavors. How will that play? Do you think people will get a lot more more fed up with it quickly because we are in a pandemic situation? Or do you think they would want it more because they're at home? You know what I'm talking about? Like, is it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I might be inclined to believe that they might want it more because they're home.
Nothing too crazy. This rainbow set, if you want to, is on sale right now for $44.99. It's kind of cool. That looks
really, really cool.
Right? It's like retro kind of. If I need
a new set of utensils, I might.
Low key, you only need this flipper spatula, the slotted one, and maybe a couple of these spoons. The rest are okay, nice and crazy. Maybe the tongs you'll need, and the rubber spatula. The rest are kind of an okay, and you can get that for maybe $20 less if you go see a local purveyor. TikTok has been blowing up, Sean, as you know, as most everybody else knows. The mini food trend has finally hit TikTok. When I say mini food, what? Sean, it's like little tiny things. Like, yo, they're like cooking in like with their fingertips. And look, this
is the most first world thing I've ever seen. Like, we're to the point where we're shooting mini videos of mini food
on being prepared.
Wow.
On mini equipment too. Like, they get made in like, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Okay, here, let's take a look-sees on his video. So he's making a beef Wellington. Look at this. It has a little fire and flame on it. Okay, that's all we can stand. Not too crazy. Obviously, you can look it up, but yo, it's like, I don't know. Let's keep on going. The CDC releases recommendations for Thanksgiving concerning the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, ladies and gentlemen, please. I understand the whole here in the United States, we need to be like bonded for Thanksgiving, but like, let's play our part. Like, let's just, like, how about we conference each other? You know, let's have like a Zoom call.
I'm going to say
from to your old folks,
the choice of three segmented paper plate and the type of roll that is on that plate, all of that food tastes really good. It doesn't look good,
but it tastes.
But good. I know it tastes. It is hitting hard. It is hitting hard. Yes.
Yeah.
There isn't even a vegetable on that thing, and it doesn't even green matter. Beans.
There's sort of green beans on
it. Oh, those are green beans? Oh my goodness. Wow. You know what? But those are like canned salted. Green beans are like brown.
I know. They're not green.
Wow.
They're,
you know what?
They're real.
They're, all of it is still fire. You're just going to need to like hit everything with some of that gravy, though.
There's some of them with gravy on it. Oh, actually, all of them have gravy on it.
All of them have it. Now, it needs a little bit more gravy on everything. And it's going to... Wow. Yes.
Now, future kind of thought, Sean. I know you guys do turkey. Would you do turkey this year?
No, would you it's cook definitely turkey? Not going to be like obviously, or I'm going to say obviously, but Thanksgiving plans really haven't been discussed for my family, and you know, we really generally it's a lot of us that get together. I'm thinking it's going to be a chicken thing, and it's going to be a chicken thing in my own home this year.
I mean, a turkey is a chicken. Just a
big-ass chicken. Yeah, but I mean, to commit to a whole turkey for what I would imagine is going to be definitely less than 8 people in my house. might not be a thing. I don't know. I'll talk to the missus. If she wants turkey, maybe we'll get some.
Maybe just a turkey breast. Something simple.
Yeah, some turkey breast, some turkey wings. Do it right. And then I'm going to go to wherever that picture is and get the rest of my meal, man.
And get everything else.
I need everything else.
We always say in our industry, the best food comes in paper plates. Like, it really does. Like, it doesn't matter what the hell it's in it. Like, you know, it's filled with love and it will always taste great. So this for us, this is
the
happy
meal. Just look at how the butter packets are on the plate.
Yeah.
Like, that tells you everything you need to know. Yeah.
There's nothing better than this. Like, we don't even care about fancy plates, man. This is
so full.
This is what's up. Like, for real, that's what's up. 7-Eleven is giving out free pizzas this Sunday. This Sunday, the 4th, while supplies last. So act fast. Now, granted, as you're hearing this podcast, this will be like participating stores. You know, that little disclaimer underneath. But while supplies last, this Sunday, October 4th, you can go to your nearest 7-Eleven, see if they can give you some pizzas. Maybe they're doing like a little promo. Not too crazy, right?
Have you ever had pizza from 7-Eleven?
So here's a quick story for you. Back when I went to college, there is this little pizza joint stuck inside a 7-Eleven. And when I say a pizza joint, the owner didn't bother making a pizzeria. He just attached it inside the 7-Eleven. And it was like the dopest pizza in town, and it's like a half an hour drive. And yes, for that particular reason, yes, that's when I used to consume a lot more cheese and I didn't care about it. But nowadays I don't even like, I had a piece of cheese this morning, Sean, 10 minutes. Couldn't do it. I was inside the restroom.
I mean, when I go into like 7-Eleven, like you see like the little pizza carousel thing happening, but it doesn't even seem like for like their little pick up and go type of foods. I don't know. It doesn't seem pizza doesn't seem top tier. Like,
it isn't. It tastes like
not for what they're offering.
Watered down Domino's, because it's like $1.20 for that slice. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can get a $2 slice in like New York City in any freaking pizzeria. Anywhere, they're like, bomb,
like anywhere around here, like you could fall into a better slice of pizza than what they're offering. But I assume like if you're at a 7-Eleven and you just look over and you're just like, I guess.
I don't know, man. It's not a destination. Yeah, it's not, you'll go to 7-Eleven for the convenience of it. It's whatever you need at the time. It's not like because they have pizza or. I mean, what is their thing? The slushy, not the slushy, the Slurpee.
Like you get like a Slurpee.
Yeah,
some like their mints, big thing. Some $5 used Blu-rays.
That's what it is. That's what 7-Eleven is for.
Random sexual enhancement drug tablets.
Of course. Right in the front desk too. They're like, hey, you want some? You look like you need some.
Right. You want some street overlord? We got you. No judgment zone.
Hey, we're here for whatever, you. Man. This Jack-O-Lantern Frappuccino from the Starbucks secret menu is a fall dessert in a cup. Apparently, it's not in the menu, but you can ask for this. So what you would do is ask for a pumpkin cream cold brew, and it will like, apparently it will do, I don't know what's going on, but you can have an extra slice of pumpkin. It feels like pumpkin pie inside the thing.
It looks from like what, it.
Hey, we can play. Okay, that's a little too loud on my ears. That hurts a little bit. However, it just looks like pureed. Like they took a puree.
Yeah,
into the brew itself, which is cool. Moving on, Ben and Jerry's is relaunching as Justice Remix the flavor to urge the people to vote. This is pretty damn cool. As you can tell, if you haven't done it already, vote, please. It's so important. There was I saw a statistic last time there was an election, over 4 million votes voted. Another one about just as much for the other, and then like 10 million did not vote. That's how crazy that swing is. Like, it's not just everybody else will vote. Everyone counts, and to much more than you would think. Please, we have the opportunity to change the narrative. Vote. That's all I gotta say. This is really cool from them. They have like cinnamon and like cookies inside this little remix.
Yeah,
I haven't had this in so long. It is fire.
I think I need to go find some of this and some lactate pills.
You know, I've never had to buy lactate pills. I kind of want to try it. Just see like how it actually would go in your body. Because apparently it suppresses, I don't know.
I think it's just a bunch of baloney. Yeah.
Yeah. But let's keep on going. The National Restaurant Association is hosting free seminars to guide hospitality workers through reopening. So this is like a retraining kind of thing. So these are required signs that needs to be posted soon on all restaurants. So almost like if you were to go to any of the restaurants before COVID, we have signs of temps all over the place, your capacity space, if you passed. The signed deal from the fire marshal, which is, you know, you're okay to open. The signed mark from the inspector, meaning you're okay for the 6 months or the year, depending on what kind of restaurant you are, etc. And it's everything is available for you to see. I think these will also be mandatory pretty much on everything. So they're sending out some workers to do some training, which is pretty awesome. Shout out to hospitality workers all together. Honey baked pumpkin spice glazed turkey is a thing. I really hate it. Why? I mean, there's honey turkey, right?
Yes.
So in a sense, it kind of makes sense. Turkey. I don't know. How do you feel about this? It looks whack. It doesn't look appetizing.
That picture is
maybe
not
a bad picture. It's not justice.
Sure. But I'm a pass on that one, dog.
Yeah, that's a hard pass, man. Sean, this is a weird one. The last little thing here. Mountain Dew is working on a hot sauce flavor because why not? 2020, and they're actually taking polls. Like if you go to MountainDew.com, they want us to tell them if they should make it. Because why not? Because Mountain Dew can do it.
I feel right? like why that hasn't stopped them from making anything else. Here is where you want some feedback. Yeah, Mountain Dew. No. No on a hot sauce.
Yeah. However, it did end September 30th. So you cannot vote anymore. It was last week. But man, I wonder what exactly... it was like the hot sauce craze all of a sudden. I don't know. And then finally, Governor Murphy signs executive order allowing the resumption of indoor dining effective Friday, September 4th. So this was like an old file to 25%. Actually, they just renewed it We're up to 50% on outdoor capacity. So it's not on here, but I just wanted to bring it up one more time. Slowly and steadily, the restaurants are going back. But the main thing of it is, still, we can't do full revenue on a half capacity restaurant. That's not how it technically works. Maybe if there's three workers in there, sure. Okay, for those three workers, that's okay for them. Maybe. Most average mom and pop restaurants have like 15, 20 staff. 15 to 20. And most of them are averaging like 30 to 40 grand a piece a year. So just think about that. We can't do it at half capacity. We need full capacity. So the faster we can get to it, the better. But obviously, you know, staying within guidelines. Nothing too crazy though, Sean. October now. You blink one more time. It is Halloween. And let's do some future proofing. What are you gonna do? Or what are you going to dress as, pretend, in your house for Halloween?
Man, so I mean, I gotta work it out with my parents, but actually what I was thinking about doing was taking my daughter up to Pennsylvania so she could kind of like trick or treat up there. And by that, what I mean is like the trick or treaters generally just like come up to the house and like by the minivan full.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm not counting on much Halloween action over here.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be my plan. And I think I'm going to forego a costume. Do you have a costume plan for this year?
I was going to go dress up as Scrooge and have a bag of candy and literally throw it at kids. Oh my God, I so want to do it. It's not even funny. I really want to do it. I think I might have Caitlin film me do it. Just, you know, for funsies. But like,
sure.
Low-key, literally do it without her knowing. Just like, hey, you want candy? That sounds so creepy. It's not even funny. From a car, dressed as Scrooge. Like, listen, I know it's Halloween. We can't necessarily have contact, so I'll wear gloves and stuff. And just like, ha ha ha, throw it at the... I think I would have a good time. That's like a good pastime. Just think about it. All the adults driving around with candies. They can just drop it off. The kids be like, here you go, trick or treat. Just drop it off in a little bag. Now, obviously, make sure you got gloves. If not, say nah. But yeah, I think that's what I would go with. Casper, the friendly ghost. How's that? Because that'd be...
That works.
Is that like a thing Casper now? That was like 20 years ago. I don't even know anymore.
Yeah, okay, I feel like there was like a CG Casper like in the last 10 years or so. Casper's relevant, or at least prime for a comeback.
I can't think of anything like that's current right now that the kids would kind of understand, sort of, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like, I don't know, man, I'm 35 this year, or 36 Chinese calendar, but like you blink again and it's like 40, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, dude, you don't gotta tell me. My knees have already let me know.
Your knees are like, dude, oh my God. Okay. Hit him with a one-liner, Sean, as we go out. Yeah.
So I do have a one-liner for you guys this week. And actually, it's not like words of wisdom or any encouragement like that. But it's actually a recommendation of something that I watched and I thought was really interesting. So this is for all you guys out there with Amazon Prime Video. This is a Japanese short film. I'm looking right now. It's all of 23 minutes, so you can make time for it.
Ooh.
It's called Smell But I Love You. And it's all about a dude who's dating a young lady and her breath is horrible and he's just trying to figure out how to tell her.
Seriously.
You know, Japanese English subtitles, it's as funny as you think it could be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, so that's just my recommendation for people to like, yeah, if you need something just different to watch, you got Amazon Prime, you paying for it anyway. I know you are, because how else you getting stuff during COVID?
That's true.
Log in, check it out, you know, let me know what you think. I thought it was really funny. You know, bad breath is universal. And sometimes it's hard to be, you know, polite and cautious about the feelings of the people that you know that you're around, you know. So smell, but I love you. Check it out.
So what you're saying is, Sean, if I had bad breath,
I would tell you. Didn't
okay.
No,
that's what I was gonna say.
Here, see, that's the thing.
That's like a different thing.
I would
thing.
Tell you. Like, yeah. Man, okay. So,
but like, if it was a stranger,
do I want to get into this story?
Would you tell them?
So let's say.
Now I'm like,
happened to work with someone at some point in time, and their breath was like really, 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 really bad.
Okay.
I think it's your responsibility to let them know.
Okay, that's a good okay.
And because
I get it.
I mean, they might already know, and then look, and at least they'll respect you for knowing that you kept it real with them.
Mm.
And if they don't know, you providing them a service that's gonna better them for the rest of their lives.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You can step up your brush game, you know what I'm saying? You could test the limits of your dental insurance. You know what I'm saying? You gotta hit the back of that tongue.
Do the scrape action while you're at it.
Hey,
give some tips.
You know what? You know, get your floss game good. You know what I'm saying? Like, get a scraping. Look, whatever you got to do. But I would let the homie know. If it was just a random ass stranger, like I maybe not. But it would. But I guess it would depend on like how long they plan to be a stranger. I think you gotta let your homie know.
Okay, cool. Was it?
But
smell?
Yeah, smell. But I love you. Smell but I love you.
Okay, I'll make
it
sure.
Currently,
I'm
looking right now. It has 4.5 out of 5 stars as a rating from all the people who have watched it thus far.
Hell yeah!
Have a laugh.
Cool. All right, man. Not too crazy. We'll catch you guys again next week. But we'll see how everything else. Please be safe. Vote, please, yeah. please.
Yeah, man.
Wear a mask. Don't be. Oh, one little funny thing before we kind of finally go. Caitlin went to the gym the other day, and she said she saw this. Some dude. So I'll mimic it for you. Some guy, or somebody, had to cough while they had a mask on, and they did this.
Look.
What? She lost it. She said she lost. I mean,
yeah,
I
obviously you would think like, yeah, common sense is like, that's what the mask is for. But look, for a lot of people, they got to, you know, they're at the gym, man. They trying to develop that muscle memory. So, you know, if you didn't know it then, maybe you know it now. But yeah, that's hilarious.
I couldn't. She's looking at me dead straight. I'm like, oh, okay. It happened. All right.
Yep.
Cool. All right, ladies and gentlemen, other than that,
peace out, internet.